Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, Columbus, Ohio, all of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky. In fact, part of the 180 degrees new direction, I like to say IOK. It's not bad English. It's just an acronym for Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky. So as you see me and we give a head nod or we say what's up to each other, when you start to see me or hear me use the phrase IOK, that's my campaign slogan, going with 180 degrees. Hey, good morning, Local 304. This is that guy, Kenny Hodge, branch president out of Columbus, Ohio. When I titled the podcast this morning, Wake Up, Stop Dreaming, again, because I did a post yesterday on I Had a Dream, paying respect and parity to Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, great civil rights leader. And in fact, before I go into what I want to talk to you about, I'm just going to read a quick quote. And it reads, "We need leaders not in love with money, but in love with justice. Not in love with publicity, but in love with humanity." And that's a quote from Martin Luther King. And I want to tell you, I know I stay on the podcast and on Facebook and social media a lot. Doesn't mean I'm in love with publicity. It means I need to get a message out to people who've never heard of me. So I just want to differentiate. First thing, as I campaign, and I'm going to be at it all year long because I want to convincingly talk to Local 304 and let them know that it's time for a change. And that change is right here embodied inside of Kenny Hodge. Again, as the leader of the local, I have several individuals that have joined on the 180 New Direction ticket, Brother Otis Sturdivant, Brother William Kirkland, and we're growing. So, again, support this movement, because I promise you, this movement is going to support you. While I campaign, or in the process of me campaigning, there's going to be times when I have podcasts that's going to make you have the stink face, as we call it in New Jersey. You know how you hear something and your nose just turn up a little bit? Well, that's kind of what this podcast is this morning. Because I got to tell you something, mail handlers, we have to do a better job of helping ourselves. We have to. We have to understand that we are in this together. Now, don't get me wrong. We're in this together, even though I'm campaigning against the person who's in that office now. And I'm campaigning because you deserve better. But listen, there's going to be times I have conversation that you're not going to be real happy with. And in fact, let's get right into it. Let's talk Article 8 just for a quick minute here. In Columbus, Ohio, our local agreement, in line with the NASA agreement, we have elected to run Article 8, our overtime, by sections. Okay? We don't have a begin tour list, a non-scheduled day list, and an end tour list. There's something that I'm really, really, really going to try to institute once I'm elected, or once I'm going to talk to you about for the whole local. I think that it would be better for those who can't come in early, can't stay late, if we set the overtime list up in that manner. Now, that's going to require me doing a little training with all the branch presidents so they understand how that list is rotated. And when I say understand, I mean we all understand one way. Because what will happen is I will bring all the branch presidents together. And again, we're going to have a training on the three lists, how we look at that list, how that list should be rotated. And when we leave our training session, we're going to have one way that we're going to administer, that we're going to regulate compliance to the overtime desire list, whether we get three lists or one list. I hear a lot of stories. Some officers say the union selects overtime. I think that's just absolutely crazy. If the union runs overtime and there's an error, who do you file agreements on? Nobody. You give up your rights unconsciously. Some officers have never seen a rotation. They don't know what a rotation is. Well, a rotation is simple because your overtime list, it's a very simple list to follow. Management makes that complicated. For example, you have five people on your list. Today, number one comes in. Tomorrow, number two comes in. The next day, number three. The next day, number four. The next day, number five. And then you start right back at the bottom. See, that's not what we do in Columbus, Ohio. I don't know what you do in your other offices, but I'm going to find out. If you're on the overtime list, management should not be scheduling you for overtime in another unit unless that other unit is completely maxed out. And I'm telling you, we think that's happening, but that's not happening. And I'm sorry, union stewards in Columbus, you are nowhere near aggressive enough to correct that. I know it sounds negative. It wasn't really meant to be negative. It's meant to be a true fact. We have overtime being worked by MHAs. And when I say overtime, I'm talking about over 40 hours. And ODL personnel are not being maxed out. I mean, are not being invited to come into work. And let me just throw this to you. MHAs work over 8 hours in any day. And there are overtime desirous people not offered overtime. That is a violation, folks. In other words, the MHA does not have to actually work overtime. They got to work over 8 hours. And then what happens is if the MHA works over 8 hours, the regular on the overtime desire list is not called into work. Now I'm talking about on that Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, because by Wednesday, most of the MHAs in Columbus are in overtime anyway. The union has got to be more aggressive on pulling those overtime alert rosters and filing grievances on behalf of the members. Now, again, I know people have their side deals worked out with management, and I call it what it is. And if you know me, you know I don't do the side deal. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not even trying to tell you that I'm that perfect employee, because I'm far from that. But what I'm telling you is, as a leader of your union, I don't co-sign any side deal, none. Because, and will there ever be side deals? Of course there will. But they're going to happen so few and far between as long as I'm in charge of the administration that, again, we are going to understand that we have a contract. We are going to hold management in strict compliance to our contract. Therefore, when I talk to you about overtime, I don't have to be confronted with the question, well, Ken, if you do it right, then you're taking overtime from mail handlers. No, that's not what we're doing. If we do it right, the mail handlers that request overtime in their sections are going to get the overtime, and they're going to get first option to the overtime. And then if they don't, or if they are maxed out, then management can use other means to provide additional personnel. But again, to the unions, to the union stewards, please understand, MHAs don't have to work overtime for there to be an overtime grievance. All an MHA has to do is work 12 hours on a Saturday, first day of the pay period, and ODL personnel not being offered overtime, that's a four-hour violation. Again, anytime that MHA goes over 8 hours, even if it's not overtime, that is still an Article 8 violation. Do a little reading, check me out, and let's talk about it. Let me congratulate the new MHAs that were converted in Columbus. Contrary to what anybody tells you, I'm still your president. And let me just dispel something real quick. For those of you that think Theron Long is the acting president, he's not. Theron Long is the Tortue Chief Steward that has ability to work grievances throughout the building. There is no position called acting president when your actual president is live or well and walking around that building. So when you talk to me about Brother Long, and I always tell you he's not the acting president, I'm not throwing shade. I'm just keeping it 100. If you look at the certification sheet that the former local president, yeah, I'm speaking in advance, the former local president, Macklemore, put out, it shows Theron Long as a chief steward. So let's stop calling him the acting president. There is no position called acting president. That's just some that's just some nonsense that, again, your former local, your current but soon to be former local presidents want you to hold on to. And that's no disrespect to Brother Theron. I'm just trying to let you know what's going on. So we got MHAs converted. We got folks being called in from the ODL to work in other sections while people in that section are left at home. Now, let me tell you something one more time. I know it might sound as though Ken Hodges has got his hands in your pockets. But listen, folks, if we're going to try to put Columbus and hopefully all of Local 304 at least on the road to consistent compliances, there's going to be some things each individual mail handler is probably going to have to give up. You're going to have to give up these unauthorized details where you put on a detail, you come in 4 hours in the morning and you work your detail, then you go to your bid job. That's just not correct, folks. Now, I didn't speak out on that during the whole Christmas holidays because everybody's grinding, making their Christmas paper. But again, we have to get together and understand the rules and regulations. And I know side deals are cut for particular mail handlers, whether it be because they are extremely motivated workers, because they are personal friends of management, because of a lot of reasons. But that's not correct. And we as mail handlers have to stand up to that not being correct. Because let me tell you something. If you want to work overtime in Columbus, there is always going to be overtime there as long as we have postal management. Because, again, they seem not too concerned with a whole lot, but they are very good at violating our contracts and violating it in a manner that if you speak up on the violation, it appears you're speaking out against one of your fellow mail handlers. Come on, let's suck that up, gentlemen and ladies, and understand if a fellow mail handler has an issue with you working overtime in their area, they are not putting their hands in your pocket. In all actual purposes, you're putting your hand in their pocket. Hey, so listen. Overtime is by sections. You start getting called in for overtime outside of your section, then do me a favor. Please let the union know so they can follow up on that. And one real quick rotation before we leave. If they need you, if you work in the flat unit and you come in on overtime, what should happen is management should send out all their junior MHA, all their MHAs to where it is they want you to go, and you stay in your section. In Columbus, Ohio, 99% of all the overtime you work, if you are on the overtime desire list, should be in your section. And again, we have to band together on that because we're not cutting anybody out of money. We're cutting everybody into the money. And when I say everybody, everybody who has signed the overtime desire list, and if you're on that list, be prepared to work the scheduled overtime that's assigned to you, or be prepared to one or two things. Have Columbus come at you with some type of discipline, or take your name off the list. Again, let's understand Article 8, and let's hold management accountable for Article 8. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge, branch president, future local president, 180 degrees. Have a great morning, folks.